I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with John Teichman. He's one of the organizers of this weekend's vinyl record sale and show that's happening at the Ordoc Brewing Company in Marquette. Here's all the details about what's happening, when and where, with John Teichman.
The snowbanks are coming down,
yep.
And so we can roll the thousands of records in. The unload starts on Wednesday. The show starts on Thursday at 3 p.m., and people come from all over. I was just thinking about, you know, we have a woman that drove up from Fayette last time. People drive from the Copper Country, people coming from Duluth, people from Canada. So it's worth the trip.
I think that this is actually one of the premier events that happens in our region now for vinyl and collectors of such. But it's even more than just not just vinyl, but it's more than vinyl that people can check out. What's on the docket?
Yeah, I mean, it's tens of thousands of records. You know, Jeff Walker comes up from Detroit, and he's been a real true believer in this for decades. You know, going back to the Teletronics days. Mm-hmm. You know, and it is. It's cassette tapes. It's CDs, it's posters, it's T-shirts. We've got Uncle Pizza, Aaron Yunker, is going to have some T-shirts there. He's been helping with the flyering. But it is like a sort of a like a pop culture swap meet.
And it goes on for several days, several hours each day, so you can kind of pop in and mm-hmm. maybe see what's going on and then maybe make an offer. And if it doesn't work, you can always come back and renegotiate. Yes,
that's right. That's right. There's a lot of horse trading going on.
Yeah.
And this is over a 50-hour event. And people can bring their records to trade. That's the other thing. Mm-hmm. So you can get your records to a good home. If you've got records that you're not listening to, you want to trade them in for something else, bring them down.
That really is actually an important part of this, that there is a sale component, but there's sort of a swap here as well and that sort of thing. Just really come on down and check it out. That's the best way.
Yeah, and I think that with so many things in our life, this is a, you know, you got to physically get down there. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? I think it's great that the community is so supportive and people come out to these events because, you know, so many things that we do now can be experienced visually or from a distance or virtually, you know?
Right, exactly. But this is going back to the days of actually being able to grab a record. You'd go and buy it. You'd listen to it. You could look at the liner notes and the jacket and whatnot, and CDs and cassettes that way too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that's kind of the charm of it. But there's also, in my opinion, a sonic quality that comes with listening to a record that you just can't get with a WAV file or an MP3.
Yeah, if you really are a big fan of Imagine Dragons, we'll have that record on vinyl. So, I mean, it's one of those things, too, where it is the Flo and Eddie or the Faces record that you want to hear, or it's the Imagine Dragons or the new Justin Timberlake record.
That's an interesting point that you bring up. I think a lot of people think of this is like, you know, this is old vinyl or this is old albums, you know, maybe, you know, 70s, 60s, 70s, 80s, that sort of thing. But you're saying that there's newer stuff on vinyl right now.
Absolutely. I mean, the Lady Gaga, you know, really big deal at the Oscars and with the new movie. And yeah, the Star Is Born record and all of her solo records are on vinyl, pretty much. And then variants too. So colored vinyl, limited edition, you know, extra tracks, you know, posters inside, all the little premiums that people want to grab.
So what's the hours and where do folks need to be?
All right. So it's this Thursday, March 28th, starting at 3 p.m. until close at the Ordoc. And then Friday, noon to close. Saturday, noon to close. Sunday, noon to close. We're going to be there for over 50 hours. So, as I've said before, you get to watch the coffee turn into beer.
The street address for the Ordoc, or where do folks find it then?
Yeah, 114 West Spring Street, downtown Marquette. There's plenty of available parking around the facility on both sides. You can check us out on Facebook as well. If you want to get more information or post requests or questions, people always ask, like, you know, I've got records. And we always say, just post some pictures. Send us some pictures. You know, take pictures of what you have. You don't have to physically enter in the name of every single record you have.
That's the comments of John Teichman. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.